Morning. Lilia, could you grab those doors? Thanks. Okay. How's everybody doing? Doing good? I don't know. I could be wrong. But as I sense my own heart, and as I sense the hearts of the people in the room, and as I talk to people at the break, I wonder if, and I could be wrong, but I wonder if we're a little more distracted this morning than a normal morning. Our hearts need a little more warming yet. And it can just be the ups and downs or the strong flesh or tiredness or just who knows with this body of death. But I wondered if we could do something maybe to warm us a little bit. So here's the game we're going to play. I would love to do take two things that we can do to warm our hearts and marry them together and to spend a little time doing it. And then the first one is sort of a popcorn praise. Basically what I mean by that is in a very short sentence, just we'll praise God for something. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, who He is, what He does, something in your life. And the goal is not just to say one, because we also take part in this because everything's really short. One person can't take all the time because we don't let them. And the goal is not just to say one, but to then say another, and then search your mind to find another, and to go over the truths that warm your heart. And then, at the same time, if somebody thinks of a passage that has to do with God and praising God and thanking God or who God or Jesus is, you can read a passage instead of doing popcorn praise. So what will end up happening is we'll have a little season of popcorn praise and a passage and another season of popcorn praise and a passage, and we will just go back and forth here until we're all very warm. And then I'll bring some encouragement to us to move forward in some of the areas we're talking about. How you guys feel all right? You guys need to stand or sit or whatever. The whole goal is our hearts are more burning with the goodness of God at the end of however long we do this than we started. That's the goal. All right, I'll start us. I praise you, Creator, and thank you that you created me. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000s times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and on the sea, and all that is in them, singing, "To Him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, be praise, and honor, and glory, and power, forever and ever. four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped. I worship you. I praise you, your sovereign over this nation. Amen. And all God's people said? Amen. How you guys feeling? Yeah. Better. Yeah? Good. Warms the heart. Okay. Well, I guess we'll change gears. I might need a battery. I'm not green. We do this for the recording. I don't really need to be amplified. I'm amplified now. I'm not green. Are you getting recording? Okay. So be it. Doing a series on money. And if you remember, I asked us together to take a journey. And part of this, and this journey was a journey to faith in the area of finances, a journey to wrestling in this area. And if you think about the places that you have applied the most faith in your life, the times when it has been the most scary, the faith that has been the most radical in your life, I called us to engage in the area of money with this same amount of trust, radicalness, engage in the hard questions. It is a big, hard area. And we know it's a big, hard area because Jesus sort of said that. And Scripture says that. Whether we can see it or not. Now, my encouragement is to answer the call. My encouragement to you guys is to do it. To open up the journal, your journal, take your prayer walks, wherever it is that you wrestle and think and apply faith, that you would do it. I want to encourage you toward it, because it doesn't really matter what I say up here, as far as I'm concerned. It matters what we all decide to do with it, where we decide to put faith and believe God, where we decide to act. And so, in one sense, it doesn't matter what verses I use or not use. It is you processing it and taking steps where all the fruit is. And I just don't want to play church. I want us to wrestle. So I think about, so I want to encourage you to do this. I think about Luke 6:30. It says, give to everyone who asks you. Have you ever wrestled with that one? What does that mean? Everyone that asked me, how? People can ask a lot, and if my name gets out, people would really ask a lot. And I pass a lot of homeless people on Price Road. What does that mean? What does that mean? How do I engage with that? What is the context? Is that in? Is that the best way to love? What are you saying, Jesus? Second Corinthians 9:8. A lot of us know it. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And I memorized that verse a long time ago, but the context of that verse, which you may or may not remember, is money. The next verse talks about scattering our gifts to the poor. Two verses later, it talks about giving in every occasion. you struggled with that? Have you wrestled with that? There are questions that I want us to think about, that I want us to apply faith in, and I want to be able to go, okay, what's your promise? What's your promise financially? What's your promise from God? Where's your faith in these areas? I know a guy, he banked his whole life. He banked his whole financial life on one verse in Proverbs 11. He said, this is how I'm going to work my finances. And it became his, principally, his verse on finances. I believe that faith walked out in this area could bless our church. Could radically bless our church for where we are. And I want to bring us to places where we are thinking about and applying faith here. I do not want to play church. I don't want to come and preach the word, because that is what the preacher should do. He should preach the word. And then you should hear the word, and you've done your job to come and hear the word. And so I've done my job, and you've done your job, and we're all nice and happy.
God gives to this one.